Well, it's different kinds of wood. We always use black gum for the back log, put that in there for the back log, and then we use oak, any kind of other wood that we use, you see, cherry wood and sweet gum, oak, all kinds like that we use for the front part of it.
Are those the most common trees around here?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How come you put that black gum in the back?
Well, it lasts so long, you see, and that throws the heat out, that back gum. You see, your black gum, and you put a back gum. They used to, the old settlers that had niggers, you see, they would let let the niggers, as long as that back log lasted, they didn't have to work. And they'd cut a back log and put it down in a creek, let it soak till it got there. It lasts a long time, you see.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah. Of course, as long as that back stag, they tell me, of course, I don't know, that my daddy used to tell me that's the way they used to do the slaves, you see, back in slave time. As long as that back lasted, they wouldn't have to work.
Pretty smart, aren't they?
Yeah.
How'd you get your fire started? What'd you use for that?
Well, of course, when you first build a fire, it never did go out till in the spring.
Oh.
They kept it going day and night. That's the way it was done then. That's the way my daddy always did. Of course, now, after I got up, I never did use none of the stoves. And it kept fire all the winter. It kept fire all night, you see. Day and night, kept fire. Used, for example, used hickory or oak or ash. Anything to split, you see, used for the fire. Of course, I never did use fireplace or used stove.
Well, when you wanted the fire to flame up a lot, real fast, what would you put on it?
Well, you could put coal on, use coal on. Start it always, when you start the fire, you use coal on, that starts it. And shavings, lots of times you just use dry stuff or shavings, you see, and start the fire that way.
Did you ever call anything kindling?
Huh?
Did you ever call anything kindling?
Yeah, you have kindling, you see, you use the kindling. Put it in the dry, and in the dry, and it's all right.
You know, after in the springtime when the fire's all burned out, what would that black stuff be that was left in the stove be called?
Ashes.
And you know the stuff that would get on the sides of the fireplace or something? What was that?
That's smut.
Smut.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call this that you're sitting in?
Chair.
In your...
That's a dining chair there.
This is a dining chair.
Yeah.
What about the kind of chair you're sitting in?
That's a rocker.
You think that's more comfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sit in it all the time. Day and night I come in and I sit out here in this chair. Look out the window.
When you were a boy, what was your house like? Can you describe that to me?
Well, let's see, we had two rooms in the middle room and the kitchen, and then the dining room on the side.
Excuse me. What'd you call the room where you entertained when you had people coming in to visit?
Well, of course, that's called the